of Revelations and St. John, the final book of the Bible, prophesying the apocalypse. He forced everyone to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one shall be able to buy or sell unless he has the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name, and the number of the beast is 666. What can such a specific prophecy mean? What is the mark? Well, the mark is the barcode, the ubiquitous barcode that you'll find on every pork roll and every packet of Johnny's and every Foxy pork pie. And every barcode is divided into two parts by three markers. And those three markers are always represented by the number 666. Thank you. never imagined that our incipient throat would evolve into all the languages of the world, into all the literature of the world, of course it didn't. And just as that froggy could never possibly have conceived us, Shakespeare, so we can never possibly imagine our destiny. Look, if you take the whole of time represented by 1 year, we're only in the first few moments of the 1st of January, there's a long way to go. Only now we're not going to sprout extra limbs and wings and things because evolution itself is evolving. When it comes, the apocalypse itself will be part of the process of that leap of evolution. By the very definition of apocalypse, mankind must cease to exist, at least in a material form. Well, it'll evolve into something that transcends matter, into a species of pure thought. Are you with me?